Good morning, my angels and angelettes. Thank you for tuning in to the Morning Rush. Sorry, guys. Just found out some terrible news. Yeah, just found out a relative of ours just passed, and it hit me hard. Gosh, I have to start loving everybody no matter what, because 1 minute they're here, and the next minute they can be gone. No. This man was like more so of a grandpa to me. He helped me get all three of my cars. I know that sounds like, oh, a car. No, he helped me get all three of them. He was full of life. He was somebody that I really did look up to. My Grandpa Ali. I think that's the segment to today that we're going to do, the episode we're going to do today on the Morning Rush. Some things are, you know, some things are tragic, that a lot of things in life can be just taken for granted. Mind you know, this man was a person that was strong. He spoke his mind, and that was it. Like, he's going to speak his mind whether y'all like it or not. He's going to speak his mind, and that's the root of it all. Like, sometimes speaking your mind can get you in trouble ultimately. Being locked up, you know, getting deported back into his country, he was fighting for his life, like fighting for his life, and we finally got a petition to get him coming back home. And yeah, they killed him. And he had daughters. He had a whole family. It hits different when there's somebody close to you guys. And yeah. Seeing my mom like that broke me up, because nobody deserves something like that, you know. Nobody. It's sad that we live in a world where you can't put out the feelings that you have, because ultimately it can get you killed. Can't really say too much because I don't know too much, but it's sad. I'm gonna give y'all a quick break so y'all can get yourselves, you know, together. I'm going to get myself together so I can really do my podcast, and I will come back. Thank you, guys. Okay, I am back. Thank you, guys. Sorry about that. I literally just found this out on my way to work. So, it kind of threw me off because it just did, okay? But, nevertheless, I want to put this out there for the morning rush, and that is, always be determined for what you want. So I've always wanted my own spiritual building. It's more so just for spiritual healing and also spiritual messages if it's needed, but also giving guidance to how to seek the Lord and just praying. You know, there's nothing really fancy about, you know, seeking the Lord. It's just praying, and it's ways of seeking a higher, you know, self and seeking a higher a ground, and that is cleansing. You know, this is what I want to do with my life. That's what I want to do. I live for it. I love it. Like, I don't even charge people for spiritual readings and stuff like that. I just don't. I don't feel like that's my calling. Like, I don't want you to have to pay for something that God wants to deliver to you, you know. But in this world, hey, the bills ain't going to pay itself. So, you know, that's what's going on in my life. And I'm determined. I'm so determined. That's why I have this podcast, because with this podcast, I can get my voice out and be able to hopefully have my own radio to where I can do stuff, you know, to where I can be able to open up my own small shop building, to where I can, you know, define it in the way I would like to, stuff like that. Like, I want that. That's what I want. Seriously, that's what I want. And I think I know I can do it because I'm determined. My next goal is to have my own radio station. And it's not just a whole radio station for me. It's like, even if I can have a segment just for a time being, that's what I want to do. And I feel like I am going to reach that goal. I just have to get to where I need to be at. Honestly, be determined to do anything you want to do. It doesn't matter who says anything, who objects to it, who, like, no, like, okay. When God put you on this earth, he put you on this earth for a reason. If things ain't going to come to you within a snap of a finger, you have to go get it. You know, but also it's already there. But you have to be able to learn that, you know, God wants you to have this gift, so use it. You got to have that. You got to have that. You know, you got to have that. If you do not have that, it's going to eat you up. And you're not going to be able to do it. You cannot not do something because your friend don't think it's cool. Your mama won't be approving of it. Like, I can see if you're doing porn. Like, no, don't do porn. You know, but even if you want to, that's your prerogative. You're grown, you know. But if you wanted to do something aspiring that you feel like is for you, it could change the world, do it. Not everybody's going to agree to what you do, you know. It's not going to be something that everybody going to agree with. Hell, a lot of people don't agree with me doing greetings, you know. A lot of people don't agree with me being a spiritual messenger, as I call it, being a messenger and reaching out to people, telling people. Like, a lot of people think that's witchery, psychics, medium. Like, no, God gave us, do you not, and that's what I have to tell people, do you not know prophets could also see? Did that make them a witch? Did that make them a psychic? No. They was handed by something that God gave them. You know? And just as fast as God gave me this gift, he could definitely take it away. And even with this this amazing gift, I'm gonna always use it for good. Even if it was something like a medium, whatever, like, I could turn that around and ask God to use me for this vessel. Like, use me for that. I don't want what the devil's offering. You can have that. But if he gives me something because he thought that I was going to use it for his work, I'm going to flip that thing right on around and be like, hey, yo, Jesus, what you want me to do with this? Hey, yo, God, I got something. I got something for you. Cleanse this and make me the way you would like me to be. And that's what people have to realize. It doesn't matter if you're doing graphic design, makeup, anything. Use it the way God would like you to use it, you know? Use it in a way that we can all be inspired by what God is offering. And also use it to spread the word of what God is preaching to us. And also realize that we are at a time where we should be able to heal people and be able to bring people to God and not stray them away. You know, next Friday, I don't think it's this Friday, but next Friday, 19th, I think. Yes. So April the 19th, I have dedicated my life. I've never been baptized, and I am going to get baptized. I'm so excited. Because that's going to be a chapter in my life that I devote to God, to know that I am nothing but, you know, in the army of the Lord. And I'm so excited because this is a long time coming. I'm just so excited because I am ready to be in that number and also just do what God will want me to do. Like, do y'all not understand being baptized is something that is serious? People need to take it serious, you know. I just, in my unpopular opinion, I feel like people should be of age before getting baptized, because they can understand the importance and the essence of being baptized, you know. I'm just saying they don't know the importance of being baptized. A lot of children just think it's cool. But to me, this is something serious. This is something that God, you know, put us on here. Jesus was baptized, you know, by John the Baptist. Like, this was something that was important to him, just as it is important to me. And I'm determined. It all comes down to being determined again. Like, being cleansed, you know. I am not perfect, but I have changed my life tremendously. When I say, I make it sound like I've been on drugs or something, but I wasn't on drugs or nothing. I've just changed my life for the better and understand that life has so much meanings and so much resilience and so much love that it takes a lot for somebody to be able to say, hey, I want to be in that number. And I think it's up to all of us to realize that we are in this world to change the world and change lives. Who wouldn't want to change lives? You know? But thank you so much for listening to The Morning Rush. Sorry about that meltdown earlier, you know, that it hit me hard. But I'm going to try to keep going and do what I got to do. I will be doing a late night convo tonight as well. So tune into that one. I love you guys. Y'all have been my rocks, my angels and angels. Thank you so much. I hope I can get more stuff out. Please leave a voice message if you want to hear a topic. Let me know. I'm willing to do the topic. Okay? I don't want to come think of stuff myself. It's hard, you know, to think. Whew. But I love you guys, and have an amazing day at work, or just have an amazing day starting your day up with me, Tony, Morning Rush.